Sister Carlotta tried to keep emotion out of her voice. Do you believe you might be in danger from Ashiel?
I am now that I told you, he said.
And then, after a moment's thought, I was anyway. He doesn't forgive. He pays back. Always. You realize that this isn't the way Ashiel seems to me, or to Hazy, Helga, that is. To us, he seems civilized. Bean looked at her like she was crazy.
Isn't that what it means to be civilized? That you can wait to get what you want?
You want to get out of Rotterdam and go to battle school so you can get away from Ashiel. Bean nodded. What about the other children? Do you think they're in danger from him?
No, said Bean. He's their papa,
but not yours, even though he took bread from you.
He hugged her and kissed her, said Bean. I saw them on the dock, and she let him kiss her, and then she said something about how he promised, and so I left. But then I realized, and I ran back, and it couldn't have been long, just running for maybe 6 blocks, and she was dead with her eye stabbed out, floating in the water, bumping up against the dock. He can kiss you and kill you, if he hates you enough.
Sister Carlotta drummed her fingers on the desk. What a quandary.
What's a quandary?
I was going to test Ashiel, too. I think he could get into battle school. Bean's whole body tightened.
Then don't send me. Him or me.
Do you really think? Her voice trailed off. You think he'd try to kill you there?
Try?
His voice was scornful. Ashiel doesn't just try. Sister Carlotta knew that the trait Bean was speaking of, that ruthless determination, was one of the things that they looked for in battle school. It might make Ashiel more attractive to them than Bean. And they could channel such murderous violence up there, put it to good use. But civilizing the bullies of the street had not been Ashiel's idea. It had been Bean who thought of it. Incredible, for a child so young to conceive of it and bring it about. This child was the prize, not the one who lived for cold vengeance. But one thing was certain. It would be wrong of her to take them both. Though she could certainly take the other one and get him into a school here on Earth, get him off the street, surely Ashiel would become truly civilized then, where the desperation of the street no longer drove children to do such hideous things to each other. Then she realized what nonsense she had been thinking. It wasn't the desperation of the street that drove Ashiel to murder Poke. It was pride. It was Cain, who thought that being shamed was reason enough to take his brother's life. It was Judas, who did not shrink to kiss before killing. What was she thinking? To treat evil as if it were a mere mechanical product of deprivation. All the children of the street suffered fear and hunger, helplessness and desperation, but they didn't all become cold-blooded, calculating murderers. If, that is, Bean was right. But she had no doubt that Bean was telling her the truth. If Bean was lying, she would give up on herself as a judge of children's character. Now that she thought about it, Ashiel was slick, a flatterer. Everything he said was calculated to impress. But Bean said little, and spoke plainly when he did speak. And he was young, and his fear and grief here in this room were real. Of course, he also had urged that a child be killed. But only because he posed a danger to others. It wasn't pride. How can I judge? Isn't Christ supposed to be the judge of quick and dead? Why is this in my hands when I am not fit to do it? Would you like to stay here, Bean, while I transmit your test results to the people who make the decisions about battle school? You'll be safe here. He looked down at his hands, nodded, then laid his head on his arms and sobbed.